Greg Owen joined the under-20 coaching team at the end of the summer, and we're here in Helsinki ahead of the World Championships, and Greg joins us here. So you got the call from Ice Hockey UK to join the under-20s. What was your
initial response? Since finishing playing, I've been kind of getting a bit itchy and thinking about a way of being back involved in hockey. And it's not the easiest thing when you stop playing and kind of all of a sudden hockey's not there. And you know, I've played for a long time, so you've got a lot of experience, and in some way, you know, I always wanted to kind of give back. And then So when Jim called me in August and asked me if I'd help out with the under-20s, it was an easy decision to make.
And as I say, you've joined at the end of the summer. This group had kind of already started the process, so you kind of joined an existing group. What was it like coming into a setup like that?
Yeah, I mean, in many ways it's been good, because for me, like, I've never coached before, so you know, coming into an established team makes it a lot easier, because there's no real pressure. So I've really just come in and, you know, been getting to know the players. You know, that's key. Getting to know, you know, the identity of the coaching staff and, you know, the philosophy behind the play, and you know, giving my input where I've got something to say. Obviously I'm, you know, quite fresh from playing, so a lot of that sort of playing experience is still quite fresh, so that's the kind of thing I'm trying to bring, really.
And how does it work? Obviously Pete's the head coach, and you've got yourself and Paul Heavey and Tom Wookin. Do you have distinct roles, or do you just chip in as and where you see issues to address?
I wouldn't say we have distinct roles, but I would say that, you know, what I'm bringing is a perspective on the forwards, and maybe drilling into a little bit more of the detail, like the individual detail. Obviously there's big picture systems and identity in terms of how we play, and then I kind of see my role as being someone who can come in and really sort of work with players more individually to kind of really fine-tune things and help them develop their skills within the systems.
So we're here in Helsinki. You've mentioned you had the three camps in UK before you left, finished with the Nottingham game in November. We've now come to Helsinki for this mini-camp. What do you expect from this 3 days, which finishes with a game on Friday against Helsinki?
Well, I think this is the first time that the group's been all together as a team. So even though we've had all of those camps, this is really the first time we're together as a team. So it's really about sort of really getting everybody on the same page in terms of the systems and that we're going to be implementing over the World Championships. Making sure that everybody knows what they're doing. You know, looking at lines, getting some chemistry between the players, and just kind of getting a really first look at the team as a whole. And then sort of fine-tuning as much as we can in a short space of time before we play our first game against Holland on Sunday.
So then you go into the World Championships kind of up and running, rather than going in as has been done before. You just go in, play the first game kind of cold. So yeah,
I mean, having a game beforehand is, you know, as much preparation as you can get beforehand is always going to help you. Even it's just for the players as well. I remember being in the position of being thrown together with a group of players, and you know, it takes a while to get used to players that you've not played with before. Just to learn how other people play, because everyone plays in a slightly different way. Obviously, we're all playing within the same system, but within that, still, you know, everyone's got their sort of unique way of playing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, our hope is that really by Sunday we're as prepared as we can be. So that we're not guessing, you know, or, you know, it's not all new, it's already been established and everybody knows what they're doing.
And just finally, how are you enjoying the being back involved in the coaching side of things?
Yeah, it's really fun. When you've been away from it and you come back again, I guess I've kind of had this sort of realization of just how much is that you know instinctively from the years of playing and the years of experience, and even just being away on a trip. You know, I've done that a lot through my career, through the juniors and seniors, and I'm just, yeah, I'm really hoping that's really valuable experience, and that I can kind of, you know, help bring something that, you know, bring some experience and into those situations, because tournament hockey is such a unique thing, and you have to have had experienced it to kind of know what it's all about.
Yeah, well, because I was talking to the three guys, obviously, your captains, and it's the league play generally in the UK, it's Saturday, Sunday, but here, 5 games in 7 days, it's a completely different approach, isn't it?
It is, and you're also playing at funny times. You know, you're playing at 1 o'clock which means you're getting up at 10 o'clock and you're eating a pre-game meal at 10:30. So everything's different, and the format of the tournament means that every game, it's like playoff hockey. Every game is the gold medal game. You know, you have to approach each game as if it is the gold medal game in order to get to a position where you know you can win something. And you know, going into the first game, you're going in blind, so you don't know what you're going to be coming up against. So you kind of have to come as prepared as you can, get through the first game, and then you start having an opportunity to fine tune things, to scout other teams, and you know, really kind of have a bit more of a strategy about how you're going to play.
Excellent. Well, so we'll get the guys on the ice for the first time here tomorrow. Obviously, see how things go, and we'll catch up with you later in the week.
Great.
Thank you very much.